Hello and welcome to Wings of Vision, a special aviation photography edition published by Camera Pixo Press. In this interview, we are speaking with aviation photographer Slawomir Olsak, whose work captures not only aircraft, but also the emotions, stories, history, and people that make aviation so fascinating. From military aircraft and historic warbirds to unforgettable aviation events and rare photographic opportunities, we will explore the experiences, inspirations, and passion that have shaped his journey behind the lens. Thank you for joining us, and let's begin. Where did your passion for aviation photography come from, and what made aviation such an important subject in your photographic work?
My passion for aviation photography grew naturally out of my love for military aviation. Ever since I was a child, military aircraft fascinated me. I attended countless air shows, and at some point I realized I wanted to hold on to those emotions a little longer. That's how aviation photography was born.
Do you remember your first aviation photograph, or the moment you knew you wanted to develop in this direction?
I remember it perfectly. It was at one of the Antidotum air shows in Lesno. I had borrowed my fiancé's camera, a basic Sony DSLR with a lens that was absolutely unsuitable for aviation photography, and I desperately wanted to capture a low pass by an F-16 piloted by someone I greatly admired. Of course, at the critical moment, the autofocus went haywire, and I missed the shot entirely. That was the moment I said out loud, "I'm buying proper gear, and I'm taking this seriously."
What gives you the greatest satisfaction when photographing aircraft, capturing the frame itself, the atmosphere of the event, the people you meet, or the way the images are received afterward?
Aviation photography is quite specific in that regard. Sometimes the aircraft itself is everything. Other times, it's an unusual angle or the surroundings that make the image. In general, I'm always chasing the right frame, the one that feels like more than just a record shot.
How has your approach to aviation photography changed from the beginning of your journey to today?
Enormously. At the start, I wanted to make photographs like other photographers. Now I want to make photographs that are different from everyone else's.
Are you more drawn to dynamic moments, takeoffs, flybys, maneuvers, or to quieter frames that capture the atmosphere of a place?
I love photographing aircraft in their natural environment, in the air, but sometimes it's the surroundings or the people that give an image its soul.
What do you think makes aviation photography capable of engaging people who aren't passionate about aviation in their everyday lives?
In our photographs, aircraft are often shown in ways the average viewer could never experience directly. I think that's what tends to leave an impression even on people who aren't particularly interested in planes themselves.
How important is the story behind the aircraft, event, or location you're photographing?
Enormously important, and it's often the deciding factor when I'm choosing where to travel for a shoot. When I'm photographing a British World War II bomber like the Avro Lancaster, only two of which remain airworthy in the entire world, I feel an immense internal pressure. The weight of history is very much present behind the lens.
When photographing aviation, do you rely more on preparation and planning, or on intuition and reacting to what unfolds in front of you?
I always try to prepare thoroughly, studying the location, the cardinal directions, the light, the weather, the potential compositions. But the truth is, the vast majority of my best shots were completely unplanned.
Are there situations where aviation photography becomes more emotional than technical for you?
Absolutely. As with the Lancaster I mentioned, or when photographing an aircraft on its final flight before being permanently retired from service, or when you know it may be your only chance in a lifetime to photograph that particular machine. In those moments, the technical side fades into the background. I still want the shots to be as good as possible, and often they fall short. But those are the images I treasure most, precisely because of everything they carry emotionally.
What role do travel, air shows, and meetings with fellow enthusiasts play in the development of your photography?
People, especially those you meet at the beginning of your journey, have an enormous influence on where that journey takes you. Over the years of traveling, I've met wonderful photographers who are now close friends. We travel together, and we meet outside of events. And in aviation photography, you sometimes spend several days waiting for a single aircraft to pass during exercises. You have to do something with that time, and the best thing you can do is build real connections with the people who share those same emotions.
Is there a particular air show, event, location, or aircraft that has significantly shaped your photographic path?
Without a doubt, the Swiss Air Force exercises at Axalp are the most spectacular place I've ever visited for aviation photography. Despite the demanding hike high into the mountains with all your gear and with absolutely no guarantee that anything will fly at all, it's a truly magical place.
What do you want viewers to take away from your aviation photographs? Wonder at the technology, a sense of freedom, power, the beauty of motion, history, or something else entirely?
I always want a photograph to say something, to invite some kind of emotional response, rather than being just another image of a plane in the sky.
What aviation photography dream do you still want to fulfill?
My unfulfilled dream is the B-2 Spirit bomber.
Are there photographers, creators, or people connected to aviation who particularly inspire you? If so, what do you value in their work, and how have they influenced your perspective on aviation photography?
Yes. And they are pilots and ground crew. It's because of them that I have come to see aviation photography as something more than just a flying machine. I've gained a deep appreciation for the enormous amount of work that goes into getting an aircraft airborne. And I've shifted my perspective from focusing exclusively on the planes to focusing on the people who stand behind them. They are often the invisible heroes of my photographs.
Thank you for listening to this interview. We hope you enjoyed discovering the stories, experiences, and passion behind his aviation photography and gained a deeper appreciation for the people, aircraft, and moments that inspire his work. You can view the full interview and photographic portfolio in the current edition of Wings of Vision, published by Camera Pixo Press. Thank you for joining us. Safe travels, clear skies, and thank you for listening.